You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. In this week that's all about eating, it's a good bet a lot of us are going to take pictures of our food and post them on Instagram. But how many of you are trying to make a living doing that? Because apparently at least some people have figured out how to get paid for posting photos of their meals. Sophia Hollander wrote about it for the Wall Street Journal, and she is here to tell us more. Sophia, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. And I think it's fair to say there was consensus in the Marketplace office upon reading your article that we all want to know why we don't have this job.
I was asking myself the same question.
So, yeah, what is going on here? How did pictures of food become so important for restaurants?
You know, people taking pictures of their food is not a new phenomenon. And people enjoying pictures of food is also not a new phenomenon. But what has been happening really in the last year or so is that people have started posting pictures to their Instagram accounts, and somehow their friends see it and they repost it, and then their friends see it and they repost it, and suddenly restaurants started paying attention. And you know, what struck me was a lot of it came from the people in the PR offices. They were keeping tabs on food trends by checking their Instagram accounts, and it started dawning on people that if we're getting our information from these Instagram accounts, then other people are too. And as people who promote restaurants, we need to get ahead of this.
It sounds to me like the PR and marketing companies are hoping that there's a closing of the loop that happens, right? There's the posting, there's the looking at the pictures and enjoying the pictures, and then hopefully there's the going to the restaurant. Is there any evidence that that's actually happening?
You know, it's a tricky thing to pin down, and they were the first people to admit that, the people who were, you know, sponsoring these Instagrammers to come in. But, you know, again, they were just looking to their own experiences, and, you know, in the middle of an office, they would be checking their Instagram feed and saying, oh my God, I have to try, you know, this bagel or this pizza or this burger. So they had the proof of their own actions. And I think they sort of generalized that, you know, if they were doing this, then other people probably were too.
And so you give this anecdote in the story about these 19-year-olds who have 500,000 Instagram followers and whose parents trademarked the handle that they share. I mean, it's a little insane, isn't it?
Well, it's a very clever handle, you know, New Fork City, not New York City.
And it is good. Yeah.
You know, so you got a good thing. You want to lock it down. I understand that instinct. And they haven't really been able to monetize it yet. You know, they've made about $2,000. They've had this account for 3 years. So, you know, as I say in the story, they're not paying their college tuition off this Instagram account yet. But once you have 500,000 people avidly paying attention to every single thing that you put in your mouth, there has to be some kind of opportunity somewhere, or at least that's the way that they're thinking about it.
And in fact, $2,000 for this account, but it sounds like people are now getting paid for the photos themselves, right? How much are we talking here? How much could a single photo be worth?
So what I heard was that restaurants are willing to pay as much as $350 for a photo. It's not so different from hiring a food photographer to come in and take pictures of your food, but it gets into kind of a funky area because, you know, they're not pitching themselves as food photographers and they're not pitching themselves as restaurant promoters. They're sort of subtly pitching themselves as just people who like eating food, and here's this great thing that I discovered. And so they have these people looking to them for guidance when, in fact, you know, a lot of the posts that they put up are the result of, you know, either a free meal or now increasingly payment, cash payments.
Sophia Hollander, a budding food Instagrammer and writer for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.